We have begun learning the first of the approaches to tefillah, known as bitzur. Bitzur comes from the pasuk Batzar li ekra Hashem. When I am in pain or suffering, I cry out to Hashem. So this is the most basic form of tefillah, when we cry out in need, be'ez tzara, when it's a time of great need. This frames how tefillah needs to be davened where we have the most extreme need and are calling out for help. As we explained previously, this is what sets a human apart from an animal. Once an animal's needs have been filled, when a cow has eaten its fill, it's content. It has no worries. But a human always worries about the future. He can never be satisfied because he understands he still needs and will always need. He feels what he's lacking, and the greater his understanding is, the greater he feels that he's lacking. Every human being on this world is by definition in a position of tzara, of extreme need, and Hashem engineered it that way so that we should daven. Essentially, it would be ideal if we could connect to Hashem through tefillah without tzara, without great need. We should connect to Hashem simply because of all the tremendous chasadim he does for us, all the goodness he showers upon us. Our tefillah should pour out of our hearts from extreme hakaras hatayif. However, it's not easy to daven authentically from hakaras hatayif. It's the domain of great people. And why is that? Because the nature of chasadim that Hashem pours upon us is that they cause us to forget Hashem and not take notice of where they're coming from. As the pasuk says, "Pen ezba v'kichashti v'amarti mi Hashem." I might become satiated, and I will deny and say, "Who is Hashem?" While tsaris have the opposite effect. They have the powerful ability to bring a person's heart close to Hashem. There's a famous mashal given where someone started throwing $100 bills from his balcony to the street below. As soon as they started falling, everybody below started scrabbling to pick them up and find where they fell, and never once looked up to acknowledge where the bounty was coming from. The person got annoyed that he wasn't being acknowledged, so he changed his tactic. He started to throw rocks. Now, once the first rock hit, immediately everybody turned up and tried to find the perpetrator of the crime. That's the difference between when we're showered with goodness and when we're showered when we suffer. When we're showered with goodness, we just look at the goodness and we just take it. And when we suffer, we look up and we want to know where it's coming from. Tzaras have the ability to give us a hislahavus and hislahatus in tefillah, fire, a bren, that can't be achieved otherwise. The person most bored during davening, who can daven a 3-second Shemoneh Esrei, when someone near and dear to him gets sick, chas v'shalom, he finds the inspiration to daven for real, and perhaps shed some tears during davening. His heart will open up. He can reach levels in tefillah that great tzaddikim strive for. Chazal say, why were the imahos stricken with being barren? Why did they have to suffer being childless for so long? So Chazal say, because Hashem desires tefillahs of tzaddikim. Now, we know, were Avram to have had Yitzchak immediately, we can't begin to imagine a drop of the ocean of the hakaras hatayev Avram would have expressed in tefillah. The depth of emotion, the feeling and heart that Avram would have invested in communicating with Hashem. Yet nevertheless, the level he was able to reach because he had a tzara, a difficulty, he was childless, was much greater. We see that large parts of Tehillim are dedicated to tefillah of this sort. Afafuni chevle maves umitzare sha'el mitzauni. I've been surrounded by ropes of death. Tzara v'yagan emtza uv'shem Hashem ekra. When I have pain and difficulty, I call out in Hashem's name. On Hashem alta nafshi, Hashem, please save my soul, and so on. David HaMelech always perceived himself in great difficulty, and that is what his tefillahs revolved around. Even a person who will do anything not to receive help from someone else, he'll live in squalor just not to have to come on to other people. But when a person's child gets sick, chas v'shalom, they have no choice. And likewise in tefillah, even the person who can be the most lazy in davening, but once he's in a situation where he's desperate, his tefillos will be amazing. And this is the way we need to start approaching davening, by realizing how great our needs are.